And there you go, what a brave young lady, Shannon Whelan, spoke about her own story. And I'm delighted to say I have John Kelly here in the studio with me. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
And John, you're from Dublin North North East Recovery College. Just tell us a little bit about what you saw there, and after hearing that story, how you feel.
Yeah, I'll tell the Dublin North North East Recovery College. We've set up over the last. We launched in October on Mental Health Day. And basically what we're about is setting up community-based education around mental health and well-being. We very much recognise we've all got mental health and well-being to look after. So basically we're opening our informal educational courses to everybody in the community. So the North, the Dublin North Northeast part of the name, which needs a bit of work. It doesn't roll off the tongue. But basically, we're working. We're based on the Dublin North side, but we're also running courses up in Louth and Meath. So yeah, really, it's focus on well-being and recovery, and anybody that wants to get involved and take part are welcome. Yeah.
as we spoke off mic there, John, about people, I know, you know, the first port of call usually is your GP, but people don't have to be referred by the GP to go along to your, to the Respond House, is it? Recovery College?
To the Recovery College? Yeah. No. We, like, actually, we'd like, it can happen where we get calls from mental health professionals looking to refer people, but we'd actually ask them to get the person to get in touch with us themselves. The first, the Recovery College is very much voluntary participation. So if somebody's interested in the courses, we're not a service. It's very much like another college. If you want to take part in the courses, basically you just can either give me a call in the office, or we have our website as well where people can just find out a little bit more about us. We're taking quite a different approach to mental health and well-being than traditionally would be the case. And very much like, as I say, we're trying to very much normalise the conversation and, like, you know, how we support each other with mental health and well-being. Just the first port of call is if people want to call us up on our number or email in, but if they just want to find out about what we're up to, how we work, which makes us a little bit different from other spaces, it's www.recoverycollege.ie.
Okay, so if anyone is feeling, if they're feeling a bit down or just put anxiety or post-traumatic stress, would anyone suffer with any type of mental kind of, I suppose, illness at the moment, couldn't they go down and just speak to other people? Is it like an open?
There's an element that, like, we have an open dialogue space where people can that we're supporting. So as well as the courses that we're running, we're working to set up a community. A voluntary community-based group called the North Dublin Trialogue group.
Yeah.
So that's a space where people can just come together, and it's an open dialogue space. It's about sharing perspectives. So whether we're overcoming distress, whether we're a mental health professional working in the area, family member, or friend, people that may have never engaged with services, because there's a stigma around that too.
Exactly.
That actually, you know what, come here, like Shannon was saying, like in her talk, like, you know, when she came to even speaking to her mother, there's so much stigma around it. You don't know, like, you know, if you can openly do that. This is a space where, you know, mental health, illness, well-being, recovery, it's something that we all embrace. It's very much a space that's open to everybody. The thing about the North Dublin Trialogue group, that's a once monthly meeting. It's not a huge level of a commitment. You know, people could just dip into that and see if they like kind of the culture, the atmosphere that is in that group. And if they like that, then I think they definitely like the courses that the Recovery College are running.
And even though it's 2017, there is still a stigma around mental health, which I think has improved over the last couple of years. We are talking a lot more about it here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. I know through the programme we do here, we've got in touch with a lot of organisations. That girl, Shannon, telling her own story as well, like, and so brave to come out and just speak about how she's feeling, because as you mentioned there, even talking to the closest person that could be to her mother is sometimes so hard to do. Yeah. You know, and they say it's good to talk, which it is good to talk, even to a stranger, maybe if you don't know a person, go ahead and talk to somebody, but just talk and say how you're feeling. And as she said, like, it was her dog that just saved her life, you know. It could have been
Yeah, absolutely. There is more understanding around, particularly around depression. And like to hear somebody like Shannon speak, and I don't know Shannon, but like amazing and quite inspiring young woman to be able to speak so confidently, and so accurately about the experience. The powerful thing with Shannon speaking there that I find personally, there's lots more conversation around normalizing depression, you know, the likes of Brezzi and that, which is a really positive thing, and it's definitely raising awareness. But the power in having people like Shannon speaking like that is Shannon's very much somebody that young people listening to the radio can connect with. They're not necessarily a celebrity, somebody who's already got their life set up, they have money, and that's not to say somebody that has their house and can look after the bills doesn't have emotional, couldn't experience emotional distress, but particularly for young people it can be hard to kind of really connect with the message sometimes is coming out from kind of people that will be in the celebrity circuit.
Exactly. And the courses you're doing, you're going to be hosting there is, I'm just looking at something here, Infected with Happiness. These are all different courses, Recover.
Yeah.
Learning together.
So basically at the moment what's happening with the Recovery College, so I suppose I'm talking here with two hats. One is about the North Dublin Trialogue Group, which is the voluntary group that meets once a month, but the courses that we're running in the Recovery College, basically we're coming into our second term now, so we're very much at the early stages, as well as running courses that I'll tell you about now. The really important part about a really important part for me and the people involved in setting the Recovery College up, how do we differ to another place that's just offering mental health courses for people to take part in, is that our students, and that's anybody that's in the community that wants to take part with us, we're very low cost. And basically anybody that wants to get involved with us, become a student, can actually join our forum, and they're very much involved with the decision making that happens in the college. You mentioned Infected with Happiness. That course was developed by our students, the whole thing.
Okay.
And actually some of the students are going to be helping to co-facilitate. So it's not like, not to be flippant, but like where sometimes I could go on a course and just kind of, you know, take part in that over 4 weeks and kind of passively receive the course, and then afterwards, you know, not necessarily follow up on it. Whereas the courses that we're developing, we're trying to develop a culture where the students are very much involved with not only sitting in on the courses, but developing them, delivering them, having ownership over it. Okay. So we're very much trying to develop a sense of community.
So if people are interested in going through, there's a good few courses out in the name, that skill for being for people on their own and making progress in life.
Yeah.
My community, my well-being. So there's a lot going on there. If people are listening today, what age group are you looking at?
So we're working with adults at the moment. We're hoping very much over the summer to be running a course with young people. But at the moment, it's anybody that's age over 18. Our courses are going to start for the spring term on February the 16th. So there's four courses running between now and Easter. And that's My Community, My Well-being, Infected with Happiness, Understanding and Renegotiating Trauma in Our Lives is a two-day workshop, and Recovery, Learning Together. So those courses will be starting actually from Thursday the 16th of February, and most of them are weekly sessions.
Okay, one night a week, is it? Or
it's one afternoon.
One afternoon a week, that's grand. And the phone number is here, which is 01700 8887. Is that the right, if they want to find out about it.
That's the one.
And you have a website as well, www.recoverycollege.ie.
All the
details be up on that.
People, if they want to, there's application forms online there. There's more information about each of the courses, and as well a bit about how we work, what makes us different to other mental health spaces.
How are you funded? Are you funded by the government?
So at the moment, basically, we've got our funding, we're housed in DCU. A lot of our courses take place in DCU. So we're supported by DCU, but the funding is coming from the HSC, and that's why, we're in North Dublin. We're working in collaboration with the HSC in the North Dublin area, and also in the Louth-Meath areas.
Nice.
We're very much collaborating with the health services.
It's great to have that, to see that we have more of these type of things coming into our communities, because just if you had the Northside people, it's outside on the front of the Northside people today, it's saying the waiting list for mental health is getting longer and longer, you know. So when someone's in dire straits, the worst place for them to have to go is to A&E, you know, up in the hospital. To put someone there with a mental health problem and sit there for hours, it isn't acceptable. We've done this before on this programme. So it's great to see that there's more meetings like this that people can attend and you know, talk.
Absolutely.
And see how they get on. But we really need to work on that as well. That's another day. But there's a meeting as well on February 6th. What's this about, John?
Yeah, so that's the meeting coming up on Monday, this day. I'm missing days. So it's this coming Monday, February the 6th. So basically, the North Dublin Trialogue Group is a voluntary community group that we're working to support setting up. And basically, the idea is that once a month, people come together, and it's an open dialogue space to talk about mental health in a very non-judgmental, inclusive and accepting way.
Is this people from the public? Anyone can
so
just go.
So it's absolutely open to anybody in the public. The trialogue is a play on dialogue, so that's it's coming in from the different perspectives. So that's whether people are overcoming distress themselves, whether they're a service user or not. People that are family members and friends. A lot of the times family members and friends can feel quite isolated because we just don't know what to do. And then also then mental health professionals working in the area. So basically this is a space where people come around. We sit in a big circle, everybody leaves their kind of their hats at the door and just talks about mental health in a really, really healthy and nourishing way. Like it's very much processed. This is all about conversation.
Yeah.
Some people may meet and have commonalities and think they want to follow things on afterwards. And that we encourage that. But the whole idea of this meeting is just to have a space where we can talk in a non-judgmental way about all things related to mental health.
So that's open to everybody.
Absolutely everybody
and
in the community.
And that's taking place Monday, February the 6th at 6:30 p.m. in Respond. And just explain where that is. It's off the Grace Park Road.
Yeah, it's off Grace Park Road. So if you're coming down from Collins Avenue, basically it's driving about 800 yards down Grace Park Road, and there's a turn. There's a gateway on the right hand side coming down from Collins Avenue to the Respond housing. You see, when you go in the gates there, there's kind of a dilapidated building. But basically, just inside the gates, there's a tarmac road that takes you right up to like an old convent building.
Yeah.
And that's where the trialogue group meeting will be taking place.
Yeah. If anyone knows, it used to be the old High Park, where High Park used to be. The entrance, that's the same entrance into it.
That's it, yeah. It used to be a Mary Magdalene Laundry, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so that's taking place next Monday. Now, John, will you come back in and tell us how it's going over the months? Because I'd be very interested in seeing how the courses go and how the night went itself.
Well, I think it'd be great. I'd be delighted to, and not only myself coming back in to tell you either how the group's going or the course are going, but either members of the group or students from the college.
Be great.
Just to say, when people hear about, we're open, we're open to students, people think, that's not for me because I wouldn't be a student.
I'm not a student.
The whole idea of students, basically, it's anybody that comes into our space. We're moving away from being kind of clients or patients or even mental health professionals, and we're all students of recovery together. So if people are listening going, some of those courses sound good, but I'm not a student, actually we're all students, and
no matter what age
you should be the person coming to the course.
So the night next Monday, if people go along to the meeting, could they then sign up for the course?
We'll have information on the courses. We'll have sign ups there for courses if people are interested. But then the thing to say is that actually we've kind of been putting word out quite a bit, and courses are filling up. So if anybody's listening today and they think they'd like to get involved, if they could give us a call in the Recovery College, we can set them up.
Great, and the number once again is 01700 8887. John, thanks a million for coming in today, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks a million, Debbie.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks a million.